does not necessarily those of our advertisers or staff.
We're WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and worldwide at WGNSradio.com.
Live from the WGNS studio in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, this is the Financial Doctor Show, where cookie-cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. If you're like me and you're tired of one-size-fits-all financial talk radio, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Jason Qualls, certified financial planner and fee-only financial life coach. This is a show about real financial planning, no hidden agenda, no one-size-fits-all baby steps on this show, just sound, unbiased, objective help with your money. If you want to learn more about the show, check out the website, financialdoctors.net. Again, financialdoctors.net. There you'll find links to our email and our Facebook page. If you have questions, comments, we want to hear from you. Try to chime in on the email or Facebook page. We'll do our best to answer your questions and respond to your comments live during the show today. And for everything you'd want to know about me and more, just go to my website, jasonwqualls.com, and learn about my process I've developed called fee-only financial life coaching. And if you ever miss a show, just check out financialdoctors.net, and you can listen to every show in their archive section. And also, if you want to call in live during the show, 893-1450, again, 893-1450. And as always, we're glad you got your radio locked into WGNS today. And, you know, we're going to get real specific today on a couple different financial planning areas and cover the two of the most important insurance coverages out there in any financial plan. And that would be disability insurance and long-term care insurance. And if you're wondering why do I say they are two of the most important types of insurance in your financial plan, it's because they are the risk of becoming disabled and the risk of needing home health care or nursing home visits and later in life can really wreck your financial plan if you have not addressed those risks properly. So that's going to be the foundation of our show today. But if you're new to the show, we want to make sure we cover what we're really all about on the Financial Doctors Radio Show. And those are recurring listeners, you know that I'm just here to give it to you direct truth about financial planning. No hidden agenda, no $20 book to sell you, no $1,000 seminar I want you to attend. And if financial planning is done correctly, there is no one-size-fits-all approach. And that's why we had the tagline at the beginning of the show. You know, everybody is unique, our financial life is unique, and so should be our financial plan. You need specialized, objective financial advice, not cookie cutter. And that's not what we're about here. I don't water down financial advice on the Financial Doctors Radio Show. I make a promise to always give it to you straight. And I also want you to know another thing, and that's a lot of people out there that are running around calling themselves financial advisors when they're nothing more than salespeople. And they don't like it when I call them that. And I'm okay with that. That kind of upsets them when I call them out by what they really are. And that's fine with me. But the majority of financial advisors use financial planning or use the term financial planning just to sell you financial products like mutual funds and life insurance. And in reality, they don't work for you, the client. They work for brokerage firms and banks and big insurance companies. And these types of companies control what they recommend. And you have no way of knowing whether whatever they're recommending is in your best interest or the best interest of the advisor. And like I said, they hate it when I call them financial salespeople, but that's what they are. So I'm not trying to upset anyone. I'm just telling the facts as it is. So in my opinion, the only way to get unbiased, objective advice is to pay your financial planner or pay your financial advisor for expertise, not by selling you something. And that's what's known as fee-only financial planning. And financial planning, if it's done properly, covers your budget to your investments all the way up to your estate plan. And it should be done with no conflicts of interest. So I hope that makes some sense. For more about the process that I call financial life coaching, go to jasonwqualls.com or just give me a call, 878-2134, and get a free second opinion about your current financial planning or your current financial advisor. But we're going to take our first break. When we come back, we're going to dive into long-term care and disability insurance planning. You're listening to the Financial Doctors Radio Show.
Is it time to get rid of that old, worn-out carpet in your home? Replace it with something that enhances not only the beauty, but also the value of your home. Hardwood flooring is the way to go. Stop wasting money on new carpet every 5 years and replace it with something that lasts. Call the folks at Jonathan's Flooring at 207-9680. They specialize in custom sand and finish hardwood, pre-finished hardwood, and all types of laminate flooring. Want to hear something cool? They've been serving Murfreesboro for 12 years, and they have over 100 years of combined experience. And Jonathan's Flooring has a deal for all my listeners. There will be any written estimate from any legitimate competitor, and also guarantee a higher quality of work. So call Jonathan's Flooring today at 615-207-9680, or find them online by going to JasonRecommends at FinancialDoctors.net.
Is your financial advisor really a salesperson? Traditional financial planning is the source of the stress that most people feel in their financial life. This is because most financial advisors are driven by how to sell you financial products rather than providing sound financial advice. The way your advisor is compensated really matters. Hire someone that puts your interest first and really works for you, not a mutual fund broker dealer or an insurance company. If you're looking for someone that can provide you with sound financial advice that's objective and unbiased, call me, Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner and Fee-Only Financial Life Coach at 878-2134 or go to jasonwqualls.com.
Hi, this is Dusty Brown, owner and artist for Dusty Brown Style, a line of distinct accessories and apparel with style and quality, all handcrafted in my Murfreesboro studio. When it comes to my line, each bead is hand-picked for the perfect visual appeal. You'll find beaded necklaces, bracelets, and sterling silver earrings that can't be mistaken for mass-produced big-box items, hitting all of the right notes and created for you by me, Dusty Brown. My color combos and materials set a Dusty Brown piece apart. Antique keys, watches, and lockets adorn sterling silver, copper, and brass chains. Gemstones, wood, and glass beads give my clients quality over quantity. My leather clutches and cuffs are hand-cut from the hide and dyed for the perfect look. If you like what you've heard, take a look at Sugarese on the Square, Reeves Sane Drugstore, Lime Tiger Studio located on Maple, The Chamber Gift Shop, or MTMC's Gift Shop for Dusty Brown Style. Visit www.dustybrown.net or call 615-439-7836.
Welcome back to the Financial Doctors Radio Show. I'm your host, Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner, Fee-Only Financial Life Coach. And we're talking about disability and long-term care insurance planning today on the Financial Doctors Radio Show. And in the studio with me is Grant Lichtenwalter with Middle Tennessee Insurance Group, 898-0053. That's only the eighth time I think I've goofed up on your number, Grant.
More than that.
Mid10insgroup.com. Also, I have with me a long-term care specialist, Renee Brown. And welcome, Renee. We're glad you're with us today.
Thank you, Jason. It's good to be here.
Good deal. Well, if you listened to the show a couple weeks back, we talked about do-it-yourself financial planning, and Grant was unavailable at that time. But I want him to chime in, since we are talking, it is an insurance-based show today, and talk about some of the websites that people try to use and think they can properly do insurance planning online. And you know, yeah. We see the commercials. You got the 15 minutes can save you 15% and all that kind of stuff. So if you missed that show, just go to financialdoctors.net. But let's start there, because it's a very important piece.
It really is. I mean, we see it all the time, and it's even precursors the internet back to just calling in. And you talk about a conflict of interest. It's they don't have any interest. They're just there to sell something. I don't know how their commission's based or anything. I just know that I see the end result, and the people do not have the proper coverage. And a lot of times now with the internet, it's gone from even the phone call to people being able to go online and do it themselves. And I have to be licensed, but they can go online and do it themselves. It's like, it's scary because they don't know. And then you actually start explaining some of it to them, and you have to be careful because they're the ones that did it. They were their advisor. So you have to be kind of touchy not to step on their toes. Like, who didn't give you uninsured motorist? Who did this? Who did this? And it's like, well, I just went online and did it. It's like, this is not good. And we see a lot of it. And like I said, it's one of those things that if you have done that, please give us a call. We'll try not to, you know, we're not, if a licensed agent did this to you, or if you called in somewhere, it's one thing, but you need to have somebody look over, especially your auto insurance. And we see a lot of homes underinsured too, especially if you've been with a company 15, 20 years. A lot of people feel comfortable because they've been with a company for that long. And really, you should get a secondary opinion after all those years. And we tell people, let us give you the advice. If you still want to pay more and stay with your other company, that's okay with us. We just want to make sure, number one, you're properly covered. If we can save you some money, great. But in those two situations where if you've been with a company a long time, say more than 15, 20 years, a lot's changed, or if you called in or went on the website to do your insurance, you really need to give us a call and let us take a review of it. If you still want to stay, we'll do the review for free. We'll let you know what type of coverages you need, which ones you may be missing. We see it all the time. People leave off property damage for their uninsured motorist. What that means is if someone without insurance hits your car, it will not get fixed. I mean, it's cheap. I mean, I'd say the average $20 a year for that coverage, depending on, you know, $20-$30 a year, depending on the amount of the car, not a lot of money. And people, they just think, well, it'll be fixed by, I guess, elves or something, Santa Claus. I'm not really sure what they're thinking.
In my opinion, I think people use these types of online services in hopes that they will save money. And in the insurance world, people, it's not saving you any money. If you're comparing apples to apples, what the agent can provide for you versus what you can buy online is going to be the exact same cost. But you have to get the proper coverage, and only an expert can do that.
Jason, so, a lot of times it's the risk pool that you're attracting, is what insurance is based on. That's, you know, if you have a good risk pool of people that think, you know, your type of listeners, the type of people that are thinking about their futures, they're going to be a better risk than somebody that's just going to go online and try to do insurance themselves, or going to get legal for less. The get legal for less people, whenever we approach those people, and a lot of them, they're growing out of that phase of their life, and they're now looking for an insurance agent. And I would say probably 9 out of 10 times, we save them money. We get them better coverage and save them money. For less money. It's, you know, and they're blown away. They're like, well, I thought, you know, they said, and I said, well, that's, you know, what the advertising is about, saying something. And maybe or maybe not delivering on it. So it's very
important.
You're
still doing the deal. Any caller mentioning Absolutely. The Financial Doctors Radio Show gets if you just want your home and auto, get the rates quoted, get your coverage checked out. They'll make a $10 donation to the Habitat for Humanity. So go online, mid10insgroup.com or 898-0053, and just say, hey, I want my home and auto quoted. I heard you on the radio. And they'll make that donation and probably save you money. I have not yet seen a client that I've sent you have not saved you know, $30, $40, $50 a month at minimum. That one that we did a few weeks ago, it was like, what, $105, $107 a month you saved?
It was over $1,000, like $1,200, $1,300 a year that we saved them.
So in financial planning, it's all about preserving your capital.
And gave them the right coverages.
And increased, yeah. It wasn't just a direct swap. It was you almost, I guess, doubled their coverage and saved them.
Doubled their coverage and saved them over $1,200 a year.
So let's get back to the topic today, and that's the major risk that you face in your financial plan, and that's the risk of becoming disabled, or the risk that you may spend some time in a nursing home or need some type of extended long-term care. And the biggest thing that I see in financial planning is this. People are so complacent, they don't really think about the risk that they face. And Renee, you know the risk better than anyone. You're certified in long-term care insurance. That's a designation specializing in that deal. And you are one of the only or one of the few long-term care specialists in Murfreesboro or, even, I guess, Rutherford County. And what are some of the things that you hear? What are the objections that you hear on that in the marketplace when they're talking about, I don't think I need long-term care. I don't think, you know, disability is not an option for me. I don't perceive it to be anything worth addressing. What are some of the objections out there?
Well, most of the time, people just truly cannot put themselves in the situation of ever thinking that it could happen to them. You know, it's always going to be the other guy. And people accept that they're going to die. Life insurance is a whole lot easier for people to accept that they'll need someday than to think that they would ever need long-term care. And I also think part of the objection is that they automatically put themselves into a nursing home, Jason, when in reality, with a well-written long-term care plan, it can make a nursing home stay an absolute last resort. meaning they can stay at home and receive their care. And then if they decide, you know, they're needing more care than that, they can take themselves into a nice Taj Mahal-type assisted living facility that most of us are jealous when we visit because they're beautiful, the food is great, they've got activities going all the time, they've got a social calendar. So if people would quit just imagining automatically them being in the setting of a nursing home, I think that would open them up to the idea of, yes, it can happen to them, but it doesn't have to be a worst-case scenario. Right. In fact, a lot of people consider long-term care insurance what will keep them out of a nursing home when nothing else will. That's how my dad became my first client. He was thinking long-term care insurance was pretty much signing him into a nursing home. And when he realized that it takes care of the top two reasons for a premature, keyword there, premature admittance into a nursing home, which is a worn-out caregiver, someone who's been providing care for, you know, weeks, months, sometimes even years, and they're finally, they cannot burn their candle at both ends anymore. Sometimes it probably feels like it's got three ends on one candle, and they're tired, they're exhausted, sometimes their health starts slipping. Or the other reason is their nest egg's broke. You know, they don't have the money to pay for care in the home anymore. And so right now, Medicaid is the, you know, one way you can go into a nursing home and have the care paid. It is in a Medicaid-receiving nursing home. But, yeah, the government will provide. But the unfortunate part of that is you have to go broke first.
Right. Spend down everything. And that's what's so important to your financial plan is you work all your life to save and get to the hit your retirement goal, no matter what your nest egg is, and then you give it all back to go to a nursing home. That's why it's so important to insure that risk. And you could probably speak more about the statistics of long-term care, but I'm looking at this brochure here. It says the U.S. government, which I'm sure they're pretty close on their estimates because they have to kind of pinpoint what their expense is going to be down the road, but they estimate 70% of the people who reach age 65 will at some point need long-term care services. And that's astounding.
It is astounding, Jason. But if you take it out of even just being age rated and just say, what are the odds at some point in your life you will need long-term care insurance? It's actually 51%. So we can kind of get down to, you know, a lot of the way to settle a lot of our bets or whatever. We flip a coin, heads it's you and tails it's me. And I can't help but feel like if people were driving down the road and one out of every two car was having a wreck, I mean, that's more visual. People can't visualize long-term care, but we can visualize auto accidents. If we were riding down a highway and one out of every two cars was pulled over in a wreck and we were driving without insurance, without auto insurance, would we be comfortable or would we be trying to call an agent immediately? Mm-hmm. So,
well, it's something I think is just not top of mind. People aren't educated. So hopefully today we can give you some ground, you know, basic knowledge of the risk that you face and the importance of it. And then you can contact, you know, someone else that specializes like Renee in this area to help you. But let's step back. You touched on it a second ago, Renee, about what happens if you don't have long-term care and what, you know, so those people out there saying, well, I don't think I need it. It doesn't worry me enough to insure that risk and protect my nest egg. So let's go real basic. What scenario has to happen for you to receive care other than from insurance?
Okay. You basically have three choices. You can be what the term now is called self-insured. It's called not accepting insurance. Your self-insurance is your own billfold. So you're agreeing up front if you choose not to insure and you do have assets. Key, you know, we're not talking about the impoverished already, but people who do have assets, when they say self-insurance, it's a lot easier to the palate. But if you say no insurance, it means you're paying your own way.
Right.
And right now, current cost of care is averaging about $7,000 a month in a nursing home. You know, it's about 80% of that in assisted living. And then it all depends on how many hours a month you need at home. It can go from significantly less, say averaging $28,000 a month, or it can go way beyond that if you're truly wanting round-the-clock care. So one option is that you pay out of your own pocket, and a lot of people unfortunately wind up spending through all their assets, and then they wind up on the government program, which is Medicaid. The other thing you can do is transfer the risk to a long-term care insurance, just like probably after, you know, being successful with a lot of years of, you know, a good profession, you may actually could pay out of your own if your home were to burn down. But even after you've paid that mortgage off, most people don't cancel their homeowner insurance. They realize that it's worth it to keep it to replace their house and their furnishings if something did happen. But when we're comparing odds of 1 out of 2 for long-term care, and Grant, you can probably help me with this. Last statistics I heard, your chance of having an auto claim was about 1 in 47.
Yeah.
Your chance of having a homeowner claim is 1 out of 88. Mm-hmm. So 1 out of 2 is huge. Disability, I think, is 1 out of 8, which is getting way on down there. But if you're truly putting your insurance dollars where they're the most likely to be needed, long-term care insurance rates right up there with the top.
Pretty good odds.
And we've talked about this off the air, and this is a big one that's in a lot of debate. People, I think, are more aware of the need for long-term care, but they always have the question of, when is it appropriate for me to buy it? And you got the guy in Nashville, the old real estate agent turned now financial counselor radio show host, that has his opinion, and I have mine. But I'm this is an area where I don't really know if I have an answer, because it has to be so client specific. So what is some of the things that need to be talked about to determine what age should you buy it? Because we know we don't give cookie cutter financial advice here. We don't say it's this age for everyone. And I know you have an opinion, and I think it's valuable to our listeners.
Yes, Jason, that is the million-dollar question. And if I had a crystal ball, I could answer it, and I'd probably have a now-serving number or whatever outside of my office door. The answer I give people on what age is never a specific age, because we don't know when we're going to need it. We certainly don't know what might transpire between now and the time we need it. I know of a guy that was diagnosed with Parkinson's at 41 years old. You know, even though hopefully he won't have the symptoms for several years, he's still uninsurable from that doctor visit on. People have auto accidents or sporting accidents, you know, that can cause them to need care the rest of their lives, or certainly cause them to need care for, time. Aneurysms, that's certainly not age-driven, and it can cause people to need care the rest of their life. So there's not an age. So when I am talking with my clients individually, we look at basically if they can afford the coverage at that time. So to me, it's not an age, it's a budget issue. When can you put it into your budget? And what you reap by having it at younger ages, my two youngest clients were 30 when they applied. They'll always pay a 30-year-old rate.
Yeah,
and their health insurance, their health is what's guaranteed and locked in from that point forward. Nothing that happens to them health-wise will ever count against them. So, you know, the earlier you can afford the coverage, the better off you are. Yes, hopefully you will pay many, many more years before you, hopefully you'll never need it. But if you do, yes, you've paid more years, but you'll still pay less because your premiums are less. And the preferred rates are a whole lot easier to get the younger you are, because you don't usually have health issues already going on.
I always found it ironic that, you know, people would get life insurance even though they're not planning on dying, you know.
That's
but then
true.
When it came to long-term care, all the advice that you heard out there that was popular was 55, 60, 65. And I mean, how many people do we know have major health issues by the time they get to that point? Whenever, like, you know, I've always thought that it would be better whenever, as soon as you can afford it, when you start to empty nest or your income allows it, to go ahead and lock it in, especially if you're still healthy, so you can get the preferred rates like with life insurance.
Right.
Well, people, I think, and I'm guilty of this too, that they associate it with something that's only going to happen when you're old, that you're only going to need care when you're old, which that's statistically that's correct. But you have some cases where there's younger people.
Absolutely.
That are needing care. So that's why it's important to look at this at a younger age, not just when you're in your 50s or 60s. What is the youngest situation you've been involved in regarding a younger person that needed care?
Well, this is a true story. I had a dentist that I wrote long-term care insurance on him and his wife. And he took out unlimited benefits, meaning as long as he forever, ever, ever needed care, the policy would continue to pay. He chose to go with the current daily benefit, and we put 5% compounded inflation protection on his policy. During his 30-day free look period, which means during that 30 days you can do anything you want to that policy, his financial advisor advised him that he and his wife were too young. I believe he was 42. And his financial advisor advised him advised him to turn the policies back in and invest that money for that many more years and wait until he was 55 or 60 and get the coverage then. Within 2 years, he was diagnosed with MS and was in a wheelchair. And not only was he, of course, uninsurable at that point, but people don't realize it's not just the fact whether they can work or not. That's what disability is for, is to replace the income. Now you can have, you know, depending on the level of care you're needing, you may be needing $84,000 a year on top of your mortgage and car payments and all. And most of us are living a whole lot closer to our income than being able to incur that additional amount every month without it causing severe damage to our financial independence.
So the point we're trying to make here is that there's not a certain guideline you can use to buy this product. You need to be looking at it when it's relevant to your situation, and only a qualified professional can help you do that. Only a qualified professional can help you do that. And someone like Renee, and a financial planner that's worth anything, will tell you, hey, this is the real risk you face, and here's why you need it, and can help advise as well. Well, let's get more product specific, because people, I don't know that they understand what has to happen for a policy to pay. Well, let's talk about what does a policy cover typically. You know, it's not just nursing home insurance.
Oh no, that's what most of my, especially men, really like the idea of long-term care insurance, because it guarantees them the ability to be able to stay home if at all that's possible, meaning with 8 hours a day or a shift of home health care and care coming into the home, that they can stay home longer. It also covers assisted living. It covers adult daycare. And yes, it does cover nursing home care, but it makes it an absolute last resort.
Awesome. We have a caller on the line. Thanks for calling WGNS and the Financial Doctors Radio Show. How can we help today?
Well, she answered one of my questions. I wanted to know if you could stay in your home and receive long-term care. But I also have a question about assets. If my child owns a home with me, we own this home together, his name is on the deed with my name, and I don't have this insurance or otherwise have insurance, and I go into a nursing home, is that home still protected because my son's name is on the home as well, or am I forced to sell my home that I share with the property with someone? And I'm going to hang up so I can hear your answer.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling in. Well, Renee says she's got a joint home, it sounds like, with her son, and she's worried about is that protected or not.
Your situation's a little unique in that we're not talking about a married couple. A married couple, that's a real clear-cut answer. And I would probably want to know more about your specific situation, but my understanding would be if your name is on the deed, that is part of your assets, and in order for, if you were to spend through all of your assets before you could qualify for Medicaid, you've got to spend down. And so, like I said, I'm not a tax advisor or, you know, whatever, but I believe there would be a lien put against the home and before your son could sell it and get, you know, the profit from it, that lien would have to be paid off, which would be to Medicaid.
Or he would probably have to buy her half out, get a mortgage for the amount and pay her and buy her out, I think might be another solution, but that might not be an option. Like with the real estate market where it is now, she might not be able to get the monies to buy her portion of it, but
right.
Then she would have to turn around and give that, you know, to pay for the long-term care services.
Right.
Well, it's a great question, and if you're in the situation where you have assets and you're looking, and that's a concern, you need to see if someone's qualified. You know, give us a call. You can call me 878-2134. We can help walk you through more specific on your situation and look at what you have, how it's titled, what's owned, what the risks actually are, and help you assess what, and we can get Renee involved and really determine, you know, what route do we need to take to protect whatever assets you do have.
Well, something she was, about her and her son being on the deed together, sometimes people do think that it's best to try to transfer their assets out of their name and get it into their child's name, where in the eyes of Medicaid, they don't look like they own as much. Some things to think about before you do that. Even the best of kids, sometimes unforeseen circumstances could happen. They can be in an auto accident and they get sued for everything they've got. If your home is in their name, that's part of everything they've got. Also today, very unfortunately, divorce rate's very high. You know, and then your ex-daughter-in-law or ex-son-in-law may be walking away with half of your assets, and that's just not a good situation to be in. And long-term care insurance just ensures that you stay independent. Another part about not going on Medicaid is most people don't like to be told where to go. Most of us like being able to pick and choose. And if you're in Medicaid, if you wind up on Medicaid, here in Murfreesboro, we usually have 200 and 300 patient waiting lists for those Medicaid beds.
Yeah,
so if you're not happy with your service, you know, chances are there's not another one you can just jump right into. Whereas with a policy, it's the same as if you were writing the check yourself, because you will be. You'll be writing the check, and then they'll reimburse you.
The waiting lists are that big, and the baby boomers are just starting to
absolutely
get in line.
Right.
So as the baby boomers get in line, those lines are going to go from a couple hundred to possibly a couple thousand over the next couple years. And you could have a car wreck or something like that and not even have the option.
Right. So I just feel like staying independent, where you get to choose if you want to stay home. And when we talk about home health care, we're not talking about home health care visits, like through Medicare or through your major medical, where they're doing their therapy as quick as they can. Yes, while they're there, they may give you a bath or help you get dressed or, you know, a few little things like that, but they're paid on visits per day. Whereas long-term care insurance provides home health care. While they're there, not only are they taking care of your personal needs, but they may be doing, you know, some laundry or house cleaning or, you know, whatever it takes to keep you in the home. And for those who are even thinking they may want an adult child to move in with them at that time, or adult children who think they want mom and dad to move in with them, imagine being able to go ahead and work or continue your own life and come home, and after you've put in your 8 hours, you're coming home to a clean house and mom's been fed or dad's been bathed. Then you're able to sit down and have quality time together rather than feeling like you're hitting second shift.
Right. Well, one last area I want to cover before we go to break and change topics on long-term care, move away from long-term care, is the importance of making sure you choose the insurance company properly. You know, that this is not one of those things where everybody that has the ability or every company that sells long-term care should be, you know, you just don't go and buy the cheapest of the cheap. You know, the quality of a carrier matters, because this is it's an area where it's a lot of subjectiveness to how claims are paid. So what are some of the areas that if someone has a current policy or is looking into this to make sure, besides working with a qualified professional, what are some of the things that we need to make sure we get our point across, that the insurance company matters?
The insurance company does matter greatly, and that's where I think working with an independent agent is very important. I'm not the only one, but I'm definitely independent, and I feel like that way I can share with you different companies, you know, and find the one that's best suited for you. But at NHC, we only represent at least A-rated companies. You want a company that's got really deep, deep pockets, and you also want a company that's got a really large book of long-term care insureds, not just big in, say, life insurance or big in health insurance. You want them to be very committed to long-term care.
Well, Jason and I were talking about this the other day. How many companies were in the long-term care business 5-10 years ago that, you know, when I used to, you know, when I was a captive agent, all the companies we represented no longer carry it, pretty much, that I'm aware of. They all have decided that long-term care is not for them. And that's something that your expertise goes a long way, because, I mean, I don't know what happened to all those policies. I assume they're still on the books and stuff, but that goes to what Jason was saying. How well are those policies? How much of that? Because it is very subjective of when you need it, when you don't need it. So, you know, Renee's advice and her years of doing this and seeing where the industry is going is crucial.
I agree. I've been doing this for 15 years now.
Wow.
And so I have really seen changes in the policies as well as the companies, but you still have some really nice big carriers out there that are still committed to long-term care insurance.
Absolutely.
And that is very important.
Well, the main point we want you to understand, listeners, is it's such an important risk. If you have, you know, not just for the wealthy, you have to insure this risk. If you want a true sound financial plan, give Renee Brown a call at 890-2020. Is there any other contact information that we need to give out for you, Renee?
890-2020 works, or they're welcome to email me through DragonflyRenee, DragonFlyRenee@comcast.net.
Awesome. And I'll put the link to her email and contact info on financialdoctors.net. We're going to take our second break. When we come back, we're going to talk all about disability insurance planning. You're listening to the Financial Doctors Radio Show.
Hello, this is Grant Lichtenwalter with Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. We specialize in shopping your home and auto insurance out with the top-rated companies in the country. And even though our rates are low, we pride ourselves on our service and our attention to detail. We save the average household over $500 a year, while in most cases increasing their coverage. Call Middle Tennessee Insurance Group today at 898-0053. Your home for affordable coverage with complete protection.
Your home is your largest investment. If you have storm damage, are looking to remodel, or even to replace your old drafty windows and doors, the quality of work matters when it comes to adding to the value of your home. Don't hire a fly-by-night contractor. Protect your investment and call Residential Services of Middle Tennessee at 907-3040 or just drop by their showroom at 1015 South Church Street right next to the post office. They are a locally owned family business located right here in your hometown. A-plus rating by the Better Business Bureau with over 50 years of combined experience. Here's just a few of their specialties. Asphalt and metal roofing, Energy Extreme Vista windows, siding, seamless gutters, and all types of doors for your home. And all work offered by Residential Services of Middle Tennessee is backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. You can count on them to be around since they have been serving our community since 2004. Protect your investment and call Residential Services of Middle Tennessee at 907-3040 or online at rsmti.com. And don't forget to drop by their showroom at 1015 South Church Street right next to the post office and mention the Financial Doctors Radio Show to get 10% off today.
Is your financial advisor really a salesperson? Traditional financial planning is the source of the stress that most people feel in their financial life. This is because most financial advisors are driven by how to sell you financial products rather than providing sound financial advice. The way your advisor is compensated really matters. Hire someone that puts your interest first and really works for you, not a mutual fund broker dealer or an insurance company. If you're looking for someone that can provide you with sound financial advice that's objective and unbiased, call me, Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner and Fee-Only Financial Life Coach at 878-2134 or go to jasonwqualls.com.
The only place you'll hear good neighbor talk is WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Hello, Rutherford County. You're listening to 1450 WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Spread that news.
Welcome back to the Financial Doctors Radio Show. I'm your host, Jason Qualls, CFP, Financial Life Coach. And we just, in our last segment, covered the true risk of long-term care insurance planning. And we're going to move forward and move on to disability insurance planning. And it should make, this should not be any news to anyone, but your financial plan hinges on really one thing, and that's your income. Without your ability to earn money, you can't save money, you can't save for retirement, save for college, buy other financial products that you need, like long-term care or auto insurance, home insurance. So the protecting your income is an extremely, extremely important part of your financial plan. And just have some stats here. You know, someone who is 35 years old has a 50% chance of a disability of 90 days or more before they turn 65. So most people retire in their, you know, early to mid 50s or 60s anyway. So a 50% chance if at that point. So it's an extremely, extremely important risk. And I think the stats, you know, about 400,000 people become disabled every single year in this country. And one thing that really makes some sense to me is this. People always look at it and they say, well, I'm trying to save X amount of percent of my income per year. And let's say you're saving 10% of your income per year. Well, if you do the math, if you were just disabled for 1 year, that's going to wipe out most of that entire amount. So let's do the math. Let's say you make $100,000 a year. You're putting $10,000 away. You put it away for 10 years. That's $100,000. You become disabled for 1 year. That entire savings is gone. You need to protect your income. Extremely, extremely important. And a lot of the same topics we covered in the last segment on long-term care are very relevant to disability. That's why we combined them. And carrier is important here too. The right insurance company is going to be make all the difference in the world when it comes time to if you ever have to use this type of product. And Grant, you've been in the insurance license since 1998. And what are some of the things, you know, we've all kind of heard it, and I hear it a lot from financial salespeople and financial advisors out there that say they just can't get their clients to take action on these products. And I don't have that much reluctance to it because they understand that if I'm recommending, I don't get paid to sell financial products, so they know that it's really a need for them. But what are some of the things that you think people are kind of so taken back by and not thinking they need this type of protection?
Disability insurance and long-term care. I mean, I've sold both of them in the past, and now, again, I've focused more on the property casualty business of it. But the biggest things with disability insurance is the price. They want it, but then they see the price, and most people, the term insurance, you quote them up some term insurance, and it's, you know, $18 or $20 a month. That's not too big of a sacrifice for them, even though the likelihood, like Renee covered, the likelihood of you using the life insurance is pretty much zero. That's why it's so cheap. The likelihood, and that's what I explain to people, the reason the disability insurance is more is because there's a lot greater likelihood you're going to need it. And
exactly, and right. That's what people need to understand. The higher your insurance premiums, it's the more likely the risk.
Now, you can price it out and make sure you're getting a good deal. And we recommend disability. We recommend people that specialize, just like Renee specializes in long-term care. We have people we recommend for disability insurance. And if you don't have it through your work, you need it. And even if you do have it at your work, it's not a bad idea to have a secondary policy, just like with life insurance, to make sure that if something happens at work, you become unemployed, you have something to fall back on. So a lot of people, they kind of rely on that, those benefits through work a little bit too much more than they should. And something can happen, you know, layoffs. We just experienced big time layoffs and downsizing. You want to have a secondary plan on life insurance and, more importantly, disability insurance.
And some people are under the impression that they think, well, I have this job that I work in an office. It's not very likely that I'll become disabled. And they think, well, I'm not going to cut my hand or break my leg and not be able to work because my job is so, you know, simplistic. And I would say the cases that I've, you know, had dealings with, it's never something that simple. It's never like a car wreck. It's always something out of the ordinary. A heart attack that you didn't know, that you didn't suspect, or MS, like the dentist you had talked about earlier. It's some kind of major catastrophic thing that puts you out and really diminishes your ability to work anywhere, let alone maybe a simple office job.
That's what we see when we have jobs like Renee and I have, where we're seeing hundreds of clients, and over years and years, the stories you hear, it terrifies us. I mean, I have disability insurance. I'm not a hypocrite. I have it. I mean, it's expensive. I understand that. It's you know, I'm, you know, after sitting here with her, I'm probably going to talk to her about some long-term care insurance. I'm got a birthday coming up. But, you know, it's one of those things where you just have to make it a point to get it. And it's crucial. Like you said, it can throw you completely off track. You have to have it.
And if your financial advisor is not speaking with you about these risks, you need to question kind of where the advice is coming, because a lot of financial guys are just investment people. And I say it sometimes on the air that financial planning is not about your IRAs and your 401k. It's about everything to do with your money. And, you know, we all want to talk about the sexy topics like investing and IRAs and retirement and saving for college, but without your income, you can't do any of that. And that comes with the foundation. And if you missed, we did a 5-week series on holistic financial planning. So if you go to financialdoctors.net, you can catch every episode or every show of the 5-week series. But we started with building a strong financial foundation, and covered every area, painted some broad strokes during that show, Grant. We talked about the risks that you face that can really hinder your financial plan, and
disability insurance is one that we covered during that 5 weeks. And you have to have it, because, like you said, without income. And like you were saying, the stuff that can happen when you've been doing this for as long as Renee and I have been doing that, and you too, Jason, you can't imagine the stuff that you hear. The stuff that actually happens, you can't make it up. It's so bizarre, and it's so, that's what I explain to people with auto insurance. I hear it probably a couple times a year. Well, I'm a safe driver. I've never had a wreck. Well, that just means you're due. If you're super healthy and you've never had any health issues, good for you. But, you know, I've seen that too, where people then wake up with cancer or wake up with MS. My own sister was diagnosed with MS. I think she was like 9 or 10 years old. So, I mean, you can't. Yeah. I mean, you know, the stuff that happens in the real life, and unfortunately, and another thing, back whenever I first got in the insurance business, I was 18, 19 years old, selling life insurance. It was through a marketing program, and it didn't take me long to figure out that whenever I was sitting down at the kitchen table with somebody, that something had triggered that, because the marketing piece went out on a regular basis. The people saw it month in and month out, but something had happened, and I could, at 20 years old, I could go in and sit down at their kitchen table and say, "Who died?" And they'd be like, "What do you mean?" I'm like, "Well, who died?" And they would say, "Well, actually, our neighbor did, and his wife didn't have any, he didn't leave his wife any life insurance." And unfortunately, that's the kind of things that people in this day and age have to have. They have to be shook to their core before they'll actually pick up the phone and get long-term care insurance or get disability insurance or get life insurance. And that's what I explain to my clients, is don't wait for something like that. Don't have to be woke up. Don't be shook. Don't be the one that's waking everybody up else around you at your church and in your neighborhood. Take action on this stuff and protect yourself, protect your money, protect your way of life. Who wants to, you know, to be dependent on the government to provide them once you get through the waiting list, a nursing home, or who wants to, you know, have to change their whole lifestyle because they had a heart attack or a car wreck? Protect what you've worked so hard to get.
Protect your income. That's the bottom line. We're going to take our last break, and we come back, we're going to recap and on both topics, long-term care insurance planning and disability insurance planning. You're listening to the Financial Doctors Radio Show.
Hi, this is Dusty Brown, owner and artist for Dusty Brown Style, a line of distinct accessories and apparel with style and quality, all handcrafted in my Murfreesboro studio. When it comes to my line, each bead is hand-picked for the perfect visual appeal. You'll find beaded necklaces, bracelets, and sterling silver earrings that can't be mistaken for mass-produced big-box items, hitting all of the right notes and created for you by me, Dusty Brown. My color combos and materials set a Dusty Brown piece apart. Antique keys, watches, and lockets adorn sterling silver, copper, and brass chains. Gemstones, wood, and glass beads give my clients quality over quantity. My leather clutches and cuffs are hand-cut from the hide and dyed for the perfect look. If you like what you've heard, take a look at Sugarese on the Square, Reeves Sane Drugstore, Lime Tiger Studio located on Maple, the Chamber Gift Shop, or MTMC's Gift Shop for Dusty Brown Style. Visit www.dustybrown.net or call 615-439-7836.
Is it time to get rid of that old, worn-out carpet in your home? Replace it with something that enhances not only the beauty, but also the value of your home. Hardwood flooring is the way to go. Stop wasting money on new carpet every 5 years and replace it with something that lasts. Call the folks at Jonathan's Flooring at 207-9680. They specialize in custom sand and finish hardwood, pre-finished hardwood, and all types of laminate flooring. Want to hear something cool? They've been serving Murfreesboro for 12 years, and they have over 100 years of combined experience. And Jonathan's Flooring has a deal for all my listeners. There will be any written estimate from any legitimate competitor, and also guarantee a higher quality of work. So call Jonathan's Flooring today at 615-207-9680, or find them online by going to Jason Recommends at financialdoctors.net.
This is Rutherford County's Blue Raider Station, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Welcome back to the Financial Doctors Radio Show. I'm the host, Jason Qualls, CFP. In the studio, Grant Lichtenwalter with Middle Tennessee Insurance Group, mid10insgroup.com, and Renee Brown, certification in long-term care specialist, and office not very far from here, just the big, tall NHC building. You can look out your window and see the studio. But we've been talking today about two of the biggest risks that your financial plan or you face in your financial plan, and that is the risk of becoming disabled and losing your income, or the risk that you'll spend or need some type of extended or long-term care services, whether it be in your home, in a facility. And the reason that it's important is because the likelihood of it happening is so high. That's why it's important. So we've hinted on today, everybody understands that they get the life insurance thing, because term insurance has been beat in their head in recent years. They get the health insurance thing, but they're not really on the boat yet with knowing that they need these two types of insurances. And any financial planner that out there that's worth anything is going to tell you, you have to have these two coverages. And one of the main points I want to go back to, Renee, is the age when you buy it. So if you're listening out there and you think you've always heard, well, I heard not to buy it until I was 55. Get that out of your head, because there's too many cases of where, I remember a client a long time ago, I think she was 58, and we applied for long-term care for her, and she had just went to the doctor before that and got, he had noted she had signs of dementia.
Oh boy.
Coming on, and she got declined.
Yeah.
58.
That's a biggie.
So let's talk more about that age and why it's important to look at it as soon as you can afford it.
Okay. The main thing is you never know when your health status can change. I usually say our health is like Tennessee weather. We never know from one minute to the next what it's going to be. And the upside, though, is, Jason, you lock in your age and you lock in your health status. So, as I said earlier, hopefully you will pay many, many, many more years than if you had waited, and you could have qualified, but you still lock into the lower age and the better health, which means your premiums are lower for life. So I think that that's very important, because if you do wait and you get a diagnosis like that, and sometimes, unfortunately, physicians are trying to help their patients qualify for their insurance to pay for their visits, and they have to put something down. And even though they may not mean it to be a problem, it can cause problems when you're going to get insurance.
Right.
You know, I had a lady in Tullahoma. She was running late for a doctor appointment one time, and she was in her low 70s. In my opinion, she was sharp as a tack. But anyway, she was running late, and she said, I ran into his office with my veins laid back on my head and said, I'm sorry. It's just one of those, you know how when you're getting old, you forget things. Well, guess what got put in her medical record and what caused her to be declined?
That is crazy.
Yeah.
And you mentioned physicians on a different note, but I want to go back to the disability insurance topic. And we were talking about this yesterday or the day before about how a disability policy is structured, and it's really identified or set up based on your occupation. And if you're in a specialized field like a physician, a heart surgeon, an attorney, a general physician, general doctor, you want to make sure the definition of disability, the important thing is to know what the definition of disability is. And in the insurance lingo, it's called pure own occupation. That means that if you can no longer do your job, be a heart surgeon, be an attorney, be an accountant, that you're not going to be forced to go take another job. Meaning you could go work in an office and file papers and not be able to be a surgeon anymore. And that if the definition of disability is not just tied to your pure occupation, you may not qualify for it. So in very specialized career fields, make sure you know what the definition of disability is. It's extremely, extremely important. And what is it in your area, Grant? Are you considered a business owner, or how does it work when your disability insurance contract?
It's basically what you just, I actually got mine through a professional association, so it's geared more towards me not being able to be an insurance agent. Any monies that I made off the business would be separate, but of course my income would suffer if I could not go in and actively grow the business and get new clients. So mine is geared to what you just said. It's geared towards me being an insurance agent. If I can still, whatever, clean, wipe down, if I could do some other service, it would still pay me disability if I could no longer be in. Of course, insurance agents, we're pretty much stagnant, so I don't know what I could do if I couldn't be an insurance agent.
Right.
Well, if you don't have disability insurance, go get it, people. If you have it, let someone that's qualified, let us review it. And give Grant a call, 898-0053. got it right that time. Or mid10insgroup.com, mid10insgroup.com. Or if you have long-term care questions, call Renee Brown, 890-2020.
And I'd be happy to review their current policies if they would like to bring them in and let me look over them.
And if you need to reach me, 878-2134, or go to jasonwqualls.com. So a very specific show today, and we're glad you stuck with us through the entire show, but we're glad for our producer, we're glad for our listeners, and thank you, Renee, for being here, and
thanks for being part of the show.
And we have also another special guest. Are you going to close out the show today, Christian? Yeah. What do you want to say?
Thanks for listening to the show.
Awesome. Well, till next week, I'm Jason Qualls, CFP, fee-only financial life coach. And we'll catch you next Saturday. This is where cookie cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it.
Focuses totally on the issues that impact the heart of Tennessee.
Oh, yeah?
This is your radio station, WGNS Murfreesboro.